So let's review. The Gemara cites a Mishnah Masechtas Olis related to our Mishnah Daf Kuf Aleph. Hamoitzi meis mushkiv kedarkei. Someone found one corpse buried in the usual manner, and he wishes to use taharis in this area. Noitloi vestifusasei, as the Rashbam explains, noitloi may move the corpse because we have no reason to assume that this was a cemetery. Rather, we assume that this person was buried in a random spot because it was not possible to reach a cemetery at the time. However, vestifusasei, he must take along the soft dirt surrounding the corpse and the three tefachim of undisturbed dirt from under it, which are treated as rekev, matter from the decaying corpse, as per a takanas chachamim, whenever a corpse is disinterred from a proper grave, and in this case, this is considered a proper grave because he apparently had a proper burial since he was found mushkiv kedarkei. The Rashbam infers, however, im haba harig shemitzuhu meguyed loikonam kamiklal. If the corpse was mutilated, he does not have to take along tefusasai, and only the corpse itself transmits tumah because ikalameimer shom nereg v'nafal. We assume he was murdered and just left there, and not intentionally buried there. Therefore, it is not considered a proper grave. Similarly, im loy mushkov eli yoshev o ein kedarkei shereishim munach le ben yerchaisav im le tefusa. If the corpse was in a sitting position, or with its head between its knees, or in any other unusual position, he does not have to take along tefusasa because ikalasvuki ba'akam. We suspect the corpse to be that of a non-Jew, or inami im Yisrael who be'akroi ba'amish l'chul l'sham ad shehelem penai v'yitlu mikan l'kaver beves akvaras hikach enlem loy tefusa. Even if the corpse is that of a Jew, we assume that it was interred only temporarily and it was not a proper burial. Therefore, it is not considered a proper grave, and the surrounding dirt does not transmit tumah. The Mishnah continues, Shnayim neitlan vestifusasan. If he finds two such corpses, the same halacha applies, and we do not assume that this was part of a cemetery. However, matzah shleisha, if he finds three such corpses, im yesh beinehen ma'arba ad shmoina, harizu shchunas kvaris. If they're all within an area of 48 amis, we suspect that this is part of a cemetery. And as the Rashbam explains, therefore, he may not remove them from here. The Rashbam continues to explain, this Tana holds that a burial chamber measures 4 by 8. And svirale shegimel mesim nikvarim b'koysel rochav adalat amas, u'b'koysel orach ches amas, yikvar vav mesim. He holds that three bodies were interred in the width, one amma per grave with two tefachim between graves, and according to this calculation, six bodies fit into the length. Therefore, when the three corpses are found in an area of 48 amas, this might be the width of the burial chamber, or might be the unfilled length of a chamber. The Gemara now determines the authorship of that Mishnah. Our Mishnah earlier cited Machlekes. The Rabbana hold Eisa Techa Shal Ma'ara Dalet Amas Al Shesh. A burial cave measures 4 by 6 amas. A burial cave measures 6 by 8 amas. The Gemara asks, who is of the opinion that a burial cave measures 4 by 8? The Rabbana hold that the cave is 4 by 6, and Reb Shimon holds the cave is 6 by 8. The Gemara answers, Reb Shimon, it reflects the opinion of Reb Shimon according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, who recorded a different version in the following braisa. If the bodies were not spaced in the usual manner, but closer together in an area of less than 4 to 8 amas, they are considered proper graves and the surrounding dirt transmits tumah, but we do not suspect this area to be part of a cemetery, and they may be moved. As the Gemara explains, kiven de minvil le mikri kever. Since it is disrespectful for the deceased to be buried so close together, we do not suspect that this is part of a cemetery, but that all these corpses were interred temporarily. However, Shimon Yehuda and Reb Shimon rayin esem tziyim ki'ilu einon v'hashar mitzarfen midalat ames v'adches. Even though they were buried closer together than the usual manner, we still suspect that this was a burial cave and part of a cemetery, and we disregard the intermediate bodies, assuming that only they were interred temporarily. As the Gemara explains, Zimnin de Misramali ben Ashmashes umikri manchile. It is possible that they were rushed early Friday night and interred the body temporarily with the intention of burying it properly after Shabbos. V'shemenenes oishachach. And they were then unable to move the bodies, or they might have forgotten. The Gemara now deals with the next section of the Mishnah. The Mishnah rules, Ubaidik mimenu lahalun esra mama. We search 20 amas further from these graves to see if there are any additional graves in the area. Rashbam explains, Eirich ma'ara b'chatzur b'neim u'ma'or k'negda. We must search the length of the suspected chamber plus the quarter between chambers and the length of the opposite chamber. The Gemara will soon explain how this measures 20 amas. Additionally, we suspect these bodies are buried along the length of the chamber, and we must search across the width of the possible chamber as well. Furthermore, we must search the entire surrounding area in all directions for all four chambers of a crypt, taking into consideration the possibility that these corpses were buried in any part of one of the chambers. The Mishnah continues. If he found another corpse within 20 amas, he must then search another 20 amas further. As the Mishnah explains, a corpse at a distance of 20 feet is only considered part of the cemetery due to the proximity to the other corpses. Otherwise, if the corpse was found alone, it would be considered an isolated grave. The Gemara questions the 20 amas. According to Reb Shimon, who holds that a burial cave measures 6 by 8, the length of two chambers plus the quarter of 6 by 6 measures 22 amas. Rabbanan tamnisrei havyan. According to the Rabbanan, who hold that the burial cave measures 4 by 6, the length of two chambers plus the quarter measures 18 amas. The Gemara suggests two possibilities. Reish Reb Shimon v'seif Rabbanan ukugoyin debodik balach sayna. The Reish says that the cave measured 4 by 8 and is the opinion of Reb Shimon cited in the Brisa. However, the Sefer reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan. However, to ensure that no graves were missed, the length was searched on the diagonal, which measures 8 amas. However, they did not require checking the second chamber on the diagonal. Therefore, they searched 8 amas for the first chamber, 6 for the courtyard, and 6 for the second chamber, totaling 20 amas. Reb Shimon hi v'hachab mayaskinan benifli. The Sefer is also the opinion of Reb Shimon. But we are discussing where he found three bodies of stillborn fetuses, and so we assume the chamber was only 6 amas long. Nevertheless, chad benifli aminan, tarat benifli lo aminan. We do not assume that two chambers were needed for fetuses, and so the second chamber is assumed to be the usual 8 amas long, totaling 20 amas. Hanulach hamoicha peres, Rav Baruch Hashem completed the 6th parak of Masechta Baba Basra, and in the next year we will begin the 7th parak, Beis Kor, Be'ezras Hashem.